Hey, hi, and hello. Angelisa here, your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk. And if you're new here, welcome. And if you're a returning listener or viewer, I am so happy that you're here. Can you believe that we are here in season 3? So hard to believe. To catch you up on speed, I started interviewing women, dirt bike and snowmobile influencers, athletes, enthusiasts, and content creators in 2020. I originally named this chat Throttle Talk Tuesdays, and I would host these live interviews on Instagram Live every Tuesday. And I did that for 2 years. A year passed when I first started of interviewing women, and I had a lot of you actually reach out to me to start a podcast. You wanted to listen to these chats, these discussions while driving, while doing other tasks, and because at the time they were only available on Instagram. And so I did. I repurposed my interviews from Instagram and I uploaded them here. But because I started my podcast a year later, my interviews were posted a year later from the original date. So a lot of the conversations that I had were a year old. I absolutely love chatting with like-minded women. And I actually had my first interview for season 3 today. And my oldest daughter, before I had the interview, my oldest daughter asked me if I was scared and nervous. And I asked her, what did she mean? And she said, well, you haven't done this in a while. I would be nervous if I were you. And it kind of made me chuckle, made me laugh. Because if she would have asked me this question back when I first started in 2020, if I was nervous, if I was scared, hell to the freaking yes. I was so nervous because I was going live in front of an audience to do an interview. I was also extremely nervous to show up on camera. Oh my gosh, I had a whole lot of limiting beliefs that came up for me, but because I pushed through my fear of public speaking and really getting out of my shell, I'm very shy, very quiet at most times, but because I was able to push through some fear, I was able to meet such inspiring women, and it actually gave me the opportunity to chat with women that I looked up to. And because of all of this, I am the woman that I am today because I pushed through a lot of limiting beliefs. So moving forward with Brat Babes season 3, I will be posting weekly on the podcast, and I will also be posting my videos of my chats over on my YouTube channel. So you can find my solo shows or interviews over there. So you just need to search Angelisa Edwards on YouTube. I'll also have the links in the show notes, and vice versa. If you're watching this on YouTube, I will have the links to my podcast in the description box below. They will be consistent and up to date. I tried doing this on my other YouTube channel, but between you and I, it just became too much and started costing me money, which at the end of the day, this isn't supposed to be costing me anything at all. And my goal with season 3 is to have fun and to learn something new and to post on my podcast and my YouTube without the platform taking it away from me. Which brings me to my next point. You might be wondering why I am no longer going live on Instagram anymore. And there are a couple of reasons why. One of them is because going live in front of an audience puts so much pressure on us that we sometimes can feel restricted or nervous to open up in what we really want to talk about. I believe that it was a great introduction to interviewing women, but doing it in a more private one-to-one chat is such a different vibe and a little bit more relaxing. Now, I must say the Instagram live chats were a lot of fun. everyone, every single person after our chat, after I interviewed them, would always message me saying how much fun it was and they loved doing it. And so did I. I absolutely loved putting on the show in front of a live audience. But at the end of the day, it just became too much, or other women wanted to talk about different topics, but you know, it could be a little bit of a maybe triggering in some way, or it could make other people feel uncomfortable. And just doing that on the spot live, being vulnerable, is extremely hard to do. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I am stopping with Instagram Lives. The second reason is that I have lost a few of my chats with the most wonderful, impactful women writers, and I have no way of recovering those chats. Last summer in 2022, I had this big realization that Instagram, and any other platform at that matter, can take away all of my hard work and my content just like that. I was disappointed and felt defeated. I gave everything that Instagram wanted, more lives, more content, more video, and I have a whole podcast dedicated to this, talking about this. But I really pushed for it all, and I was slaving to the app. And when it came to repurposing my work, Instagram took that away from me. And so I was devastated. I took a year off from the platform and put my efforts elsewhere. And because I had a year's worth of interviews, remember, I was about a year behind when I started posting my podcast onto my, when I started posting onto my podcast, I was able to download interviews that were savable. I don't know if savable is a word, but that I was able to save and download from Instagram, and I was able to continue with my podcast. But I stopped completely from interviewing women for a year. It's been exactly a year. Sometimes stepping back and figuring out what makes sense for your mental health is the wise choice. And I know this is nothing new. We all have heard of this, and I just want to drive it home because social media doesn't deserve our mental state. I think Instagram is a great utility, but it's not the platform that I use to grow and continue with educating and entertaining my audience. I actually heard this term from another creator that I listened to. You might have heard of her if you're on TikTok. Her name is Kokomoko, and she has a podcast. Oh, what's her podcast? Here, I'm going to pull it up right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. So Kokomoko, her podcast is Ahead of the Curve. And this is her. Very great discussions that she has, like, about social media. She does do pop culture. She is somebody who can, like, kind of predict on what's happening in the social media space or what other content creators can do. She's quite knowledgeable and very fascinating to listen to. So Kokomoko mentioned this in one of her podcasts, and she said that Instagram is like Yellow Pages, and that people are actually just using it to search up businesses, search up people. So that's kind of what the app is being used for, more of a utility rather than entertainment, and that it's actually a place of a resume. And if you've worked with me one-on-one, and again, this is something that I have educated and preached to my one-on-one clients, is that Instagram is a place of our portfolio, of our resume. So this is a place where it's curated. You pick the highlights and that's what you show. So if you're looking to grow and build your skills for any type of content creation, look elsewhere. If you're looking to build video format and looking to maybe even learn different skills, like, go elsewhere. I think that, again, if you're an influencer, athlete influencer, you want your Instagram to be curated to look like a resume, so that when brands are reaching out to you for brand deals, collaborations, or sponsorships, it's pretty easy for them to know exactly what they're going to get. If your Instagram is looking like it's all over the place, they have no idea who you are, what you stand for. Anyways, this is a discussion we can chat. If you want to dive deeper about this, I'm very, very, very passionate about it. And I love helping women navigate through some of their content creation. Anyways, you can drop me a note over on my website, AngelisaEdwards.com, or you can shoot me a message on Instagram, Angelisa Edwards. Again, links will be in the show notes or description box below. But going back, I went off on a bit of a tangent there, but going back, Brat Babes Throttle Talk started and will continue to be a hub. I want to bring women together so that we could learn from one another and have discussions that are unique and different. Everyone strives to be a better rider in their sports, whether it's snowmobiling or dirt biking. However, I want to know what they do to be a better human being. I want to know the behind the scenes, what makes them different, what their drives are, or how they get their drives, how they stay motivated. And the most rarest one of all is how do they stay disciplined? I also want to know navigating through different seasons of life because it's not always the same. I want to chat about our rides, the trails, the track, the mountains, the zones, all of it. And truth be told, I wanted to find other women that are like me. At times I felt alone or crazy of how my obsessions and my passions became my life. And I thought there must be other women just like me who want to start a new hobby and learn together to see what works and what doesn't. Because here's the thing, we are all so different and all so unique that I knew that if I found my people, that we could have impacts on others by sharing our knowledge, experiences, and type of tricks and tips and hacks that we can share. Because what might work for me might work for you if you're around the same height, but it might not work for the 5'8" woman, you know? But if I have discussions of the 5'8" or maybe even close to 6 feet woman, if she shares her tips, then maybe you might be of similar height and you can learn something as well. Again, when I started Brat Babes back in 2018, there was nothing. There was no education, and this was more specific to snowmobiling, and there was just nothing out there at all, and I spent so much money on setting up my snowmobile for me because I am under 5 feet. And I thought, why aren't we talking about this? Why isn't there a place and space for women to learn more about this? Anyways, that's why Brat Babes is what Brat Babes is. I've always been a gatherer, a content creator all of my life. And I'm just so grateful that I've been able to build an audience that wants to listen and be a part of the discussion. I'm extremely honored to continue doing this as we dive into season 3. You can expect more conversations and discussions from influential and inspiring women in our dirt bike and snowmobile community. And we're also going to do a lot of workshop style solo shows on content creation, branding, and other helpful tips and tricks when it comes to being an influencer or athlete influencer. So here we go. We are in August of 2023, and I'm just so excited to share more with you and to our community. As always, please rate and review this podcast. Send me a DM or take a screenshot and tag me. It honestly means so much to me. And if you're catching this on YouTube, please comment below and let me know if you are a dirt bike rider or a snowmobile rider. And where are you coming from? Because I am very, very, very curious. I actually did some digging, and on my podcast, a lot of you are coming from... actually, I'm just going to pull this up right now while I'm here because I have my stats available. So in a broader view, there is 82% of you that listen in or watch from North America. And there is about 13% of you from Europe. And then 4% Oceania. Is that how you say it? Oceania. From like Sydney, Australia. So my biggest, like, so yeah, countries. So 50% Canada, 32% United States, 7% from Germany. Hey, what's up, Germany? And 5% Sweden. What is up, Sweden? 4% Australia. What is up, Australia? Which is pretty incredible. And again, just never thought that having a podcast, I could actually reach a bigger audience from afar. And I just appreciate all of you for listening in, because this is incredible. And whoa, it's I don't know, just never, I never thought that Brat Babes Thrall Talk would be here, to be honest, to this day, and that I would continue on talking about my sports and all the things that I guess we all love to hear and share. And again, I'm just really grateful that I found my people, that I found you, and that we could chat more about the things that we love. And that is twisting a throttle, whether it's on sleds, dirt bikes, ATVs, I don't know what else, whatever you can twist a throttle on. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Keep killing it safely. And I will catch you on the next episode.